This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those delicious vibes. 585-252.
Not the delicious vibes.
9800. You guys know the number. Hit us up on the phone or the text line. Wire the vibes up. Let's set the tone for the week, shall we?
We shall.
All right, let's get right into it. Breezy, who's here?
Our friends are just swooping in to let us know their good vibes. Good morning and happy Monday from Nico and Steven. Vibes are up since we got all the cleaning and laundry done this weekend. Gotta get going on those taxes, though. Love
yeah.
you guys so much. Have a great day.
You guys, too. Payday is in like a couple hours for you. So.
Hopefully.
So,
filthy rich.
Enjoy.
Dripping in money. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS.
What's up, Amy?
Checking in. My vibes are great. We had a great weekend. Went on a date Saturday. And today is supposed to be beautiful, so I hope you guys have a great day. You know what I love about Vibe Check is whenever our listeners tell us about their weekend, they always end it with, have a great day, guys. It's very kind of them. And tell us how much they love us. So
I actually didn't notice. Thank you, guys.
Really makes my morning. Makes
we love
my
it.
Morning.
That's why we do the vibe check.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. My vibes are up. I had a lot of fun at Bristol this weekend.
Yeah, tell me about
skiing
that.
With my skiing and snowboarding with my friends.
Who was the worst skier?
My girlfriend.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, she tries. She tries.
So Patricia was not. Just
Patrice is just
tumbling down those hills.
Yeah, she fell. She was
well,
like,
I can imagine
what
it
the
was.
Hell?
Saturday was beautiful outside. The sun was shining. It was beautiful out Saturday. We all needed it.
Yeah.
Was it packed there at the mountain?
Honestly, it like wasn't. It was. I expected it to be way more packed. It maybe it was, but the chairlift didn't take that long, which
yeah.
was great. I did, however, so there's this one chairlift that I don't normally use all the way to the side, all the way to the right-hand side. And I was confused because most of the chairlifts are quads and this one was a three-seater
mm-hmm.
and four of us were trying to get on it. So that was not great.
Right.
They had to stop the lift. It was embarrassing.
I couldn't wait Saturday morning to get up. And I was thinking about you. I'm like, oh, she's going to have, this is a good day for skiing. But it's like, don't you guys just feel so much more motivated? You get up, the sun is out. I wanted to do things. I was like, go, go, go all day on Saturday. It felt good. That's the power of the sun. That's the power of vitamin D. Who else is here, Breeze?
We have Hannah. She's here.
Hannah Banana.
Good morning. Feeling good. I also was at Bristol this weekend, Breeze. It was nice. Very nice. What about you? How about your vibes? Everything good?
Yeah, vibes are good. I was just telling Breezy in commercial break. So my dad's birthday is this Wednesday. My father is, I got nothing. When it comes to gifting him something, I have nothing. He's not interested in anything. You know, he's an immigrant from Italy. There's nothing left to give him. He has it all. What mm-hmm. do you give the man who has everything?
Literally.
You don't. There's a Home Depot gift card. Or save your money. I don't know what it, I don't know. I texted my mom yesterday. I'm like, Ma, I want to give Dad something special this year. I was like, what can I possibly give him? She goes, you're talking about your father. What is there to get him?
Nothing.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
That's why I'm asking you.
It's so tough. You know, I know I got him that metal detector that one Christmas.
Yeah.
Guess how many times he's used it so far?
Like once. And that the day he opened it.
One time.
Yeah.
He used it in the kitchen. But other than that, yeah, the vibes are up this week.
The spatulas are dinging. Right. Of course.
Yeah. I did really nice. It was a nice weekend, though. Went to the Amherst game. Got a lot done yesterday. Friday, I was out with friends for a birthday. It was a good time. So I'm just ready to get after this week. Coming up for the big story of the day, this was kind of tragic on Friday night. This is why you can't drink and drive. You might hit a police officer. What? Tough scene on Friday on Portland Ave.
Okay.
I'll tell you all about that. Plus, a very special place, at least close to my heart, that is going to be permanently closing right here in the 585. That's coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.1
PXY Morning's Moose Breezy. Two Rochester police officers were injured when their parked patrol car got rear-ended by a Jeep Grand Cherokee. This was on Portland Avenue near Lux Street around 7 p.m. on Friday night. I saw this news come in, and then I watched the video, and I'm like, what?
What's going on here?
The officers are in their vehicle. Their emergency lights are on. They're activated at the time of the crash. And then they were transported to a local hospital for treatment. They're expected to be released soon if they weren't already this weekend. But the driver of the Jeep was identified as a 52-year-old Frederick Young. He was taken into custody for driving while intoxicated.
Frederick, we're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do on this show. Young, a city resident, was also transported to a hospital for observation due to his intoxicated state. Young faces charges of driving while intoxicated and several other traffic offenses. When you watch this video, mm-hmm. there was no like trying to go around the cop car, trying to stop, just plowed right into the back of this vehicle.
Ugh.
And I remember years back.
It's a really bad car to rear end.
You don't want to hit a cop car.
No.
I remember years back, this happened to a woman at the corner of East Avenue and Culver. Okay, an RPD officer is sitting in his car, pulled over on the side of the road at a red light, and this woman just drove through the back of this RPD's vehicle. Didn't pump the brakes, nothing, because she was so drunk. And I think the worst part about that story was it was the second time she's hit a cop car on the road while drunk.
That's so scary. That is a scary one.
Glad those officers are okay. Yeah. By the way, in other news, Spot Coffee on East Avenue says they are closing, and their last day is this Sunday, March 2nd. An employee.
Why? Because of?
We don't know. An employee that works there was asked why they are closing, and they said they cannot comment until next week.
Wait, this is big tea.
So this Sunday, Spot Coffee on East Ave, it's their very last day. Where they're going, why they're closing, nobody knows just yet. But that's kind of sad. This place has been open for years and years, and it holds a special place in my heart. I'm kind of bummed to hear the news. I don't know what's happening with that location.
Right.
So March 2nd, this Sunday.
You used to walk there all the time.
I believe the Oscars are this Sunday as well.
Anyone watching those? We're going to get my brother on.
Yeah, we'll get Max on.
Got to give his predictions.
Coming up on the show, you guys, Christine from Greece is asking if anyone else listening has a teenager at home. Oh, what a great transition. Who's a terrible driver.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I don't want them to end up like, what was his name?
Frederick Young.
Frederick.
585-252-9800. Yes, Frederick Young. She's looking for some advice for today's parental, and we'll share with you coming up why she is so terrified of her daughter being on the road, but also being on the road alone. It's coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Anyone else have a child at home who is a terrible driver? Terrible driver.
So tough.
Christine wrote in over the weekend and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I have a parental confidential for your show. My 17-year-old daughter, terrible driver. She's had two accidents in 6 months that she's been driving. We're not sure what to do. That's where it got me. You're not sure what to do.
You call us. It's horrible.
You're not sure what to do. Okay. Well, anyways, she did driving school with an instructor. She did 8 hours on the road with him. That's in addition to the boatload of driving she did with us. He said she was great every time. He even sent me video to prove it. She passed her driving test with flying colors, but she sucks. She does very jerky stops. She starts and then stops. It's just her whole entire driving experience. The whole thing is extremely erratic, Christine says. She agreed to take her grandmother for a doctor appointment, and her grandmother almost threw up from her driving. I think the scariest thing for my husband and I is that our daughter just doesn't notice things like stop signs.
That's not. That's not an optional notice or unnoticed thing.
We're in sort of a driving timeout right now.
I bet.
We contacted her old driving instructor to see about more lessons. But other than that, we don't know what to do. I don't think she should be driving. This conversation did not go over well. According to her, she has her license and has every right to be on the road as much as the next person. We have the Lyft 360 app. She's not looking at her phone. She's not speeding. She's just bad. Any advice?
Not the Life 360 app. Because that identifies crashes, too, the Life 360 app.
I think, so my very close friends, Jen and Matt, so their daughter started driving. Their daughter got their license this Friday, and they had her drop them off at the birthday party. And my friend Jen is on the app the whole time, seeing how fast her daughter's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, your daughter just got her license 4 hours ago. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, definitely, like, the first solo drive after you pass is, like, kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. 585-252-9800. Anybody been in this situation? Listen, I'm no parent, but my first advice is driving is a privilege. Just because you have your license does not mean you're good at it. So if you have to take the keys away for however long that is, then do that.
Right.
But for Christine to say, I don't know what to do, like anything, practice. But practice while you're in the car with her.
Right.
Because not everyone's a good driver. Let's go over to Sean real quick. Sean says, I would take the keys away. Why this mom has not done so just yet is beyond me. Driving takes practice. It's a skill. And just because someone told her, hey, you passed and gave her a license, doesn't mean she's capable of driving and driving well. Just take the keys away.
I think you have to be extremely encouraging, though, and just like taking it away could do more damage than it could if she was actually on the road, because I have friends that are 30 years old that
terrible.
They just don't have their driver's license.
They don't have their license.
Mm-mm. So, like,
why?
Because is a deep-rooted thing for them.
I'm assuming it has something to do with anxiety.
Anxiety. Maybe someone told them they were a horrible driver. Maybe they're lazy. I don't know what it is. But
as far as right now, we know this girl's in timeout. Whatever that means. Maybe that means yes. Christine took the keys away. Let's go over to Lisa this morning. Good morning, guys. So it turns out that there is such thing as a certified driver rehabilitation specialist. They're basically occupational therapists who are specifically trained to assess readiness for driving and actually give driving lessons to people who may have challenges, like kids with ADHD. They're trained to give driving instructions focused on addressing issues specifically to how their brain works. And there is one on Elmwood Ave in our city. Oh, Christine, that might be something you want to look into.
Oh my God.
That's interesting. I didn't know that that existed.
I'm just saying, don't course correct so much to the point where they're like, they feel like driving is like a punishment now.
She's had two accidents in 6 months and she doesn't see stop signs.
She didn't specify how bad those accidents were. It could have been a slight bump. It could have been a total of a car. We don't know. But.
Yeah, well, an accident is an accident. Enough for your insurance to go through the roof, because I doubt she's taking care of that on her own at 17. Let's go over to Andrew. How about take the keys away from your daughter and don't let her on the road until she gets more practice time in? Most teenagers don't understand that driving is difficult in the beginning, and everyone thinks they can do it. If you suck at it or you're a liability to yourself and others, then you just don't get to do it, period.
Yeah, this person says, tell her to stop being stupid. I totaled two cars within my first year of driving from being stupid. Driving is a privilege, not a right. Driving is a privilege. Just because I can have my pistol permit doesn't mean I could use it wherever, whenever.
Right.
Same goes for driving.
You know, I was thinking about this randomly when I originally read this message from Christine and was like, with the cell phones today, so many people are so nervous with the distractions that go on within the vehicle, especially with a new driver.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it's like, when I was driving, I was trying to figure out what CD to put in. I was looking at MapQuest. I still had a cell phone. It was a flip phone, but I was still looking at it. I mean, I think there was more distractions than there are today.
You were looking at the MapQuest that you printed out.
That I printed out. And it's like today
you have a map, the literal length of your inside of your car.
I was looking at 13 things while I was driving, but today at least there's CarPlay. You know, there's
How did one use a map? Like there's no star on the map that says you are here.
So in a past driver's ed, they gave us a map and then put down the location and we had to get there using the map.
No, we really were born in different eras.
That was,
you got your license when I was 5.
Amanda said, we're 10 years apart. We know this. A lot happens in a decade. Amanda says, my suggestion would be to get her very comfortable and familiar with the routes that she's taking with your car until those stop signs are second nature and you feel okay with her driving those routes. Then she should be able to handle them and drive them without you. Another person, I hope this mom does not allow her daughter to have friends in the car. Because if she is a new driver and terrible at doing it, then take away the keys and get her more practice on the road with you in the car until she is capable of driving alone. Because just because she has her license, again, doesn't mean she's good at driving.
Well, I mean, I don't know if rules have changed. I would assume that they haven't. But you have your junior license for the first 6 months to a year, and you can't have anyone in the car.
I believe, though, that's only when you're 16. She's 17. But
no, it's just a junior license, like whenever you get it for the first 6 months to a year.
So you could be 32.
You can't drive after 9.
You could be 32.
If you get a junior license?
Who does a junior license exactly apply to?
A brand new driver.
Yeah, I don't think that applies to somebody who's 32.
I
doubt that.
I don't know.
You can't drive after 9 or have people in the car. I think that was only from when you were 16 or 17. Because when I was 17, I could start driving past 9.
Interesting. I don't know.
Correct us if we're wrong on that. Another person said, yeah, whoever that person was that suggested the certified driver rehabilitation specialist, that is a thing. It's in our city. And Christine, that would be a good resource for you. Thank you guys for the messages this morning. Keep your head on a swivel out there. Our moms are on the road. You know what I'm saying? There's just a lot of people out there driving. If you're going to learn to drive, be good at it.
I wanted to say just keep her off the road for my sake, but.
Keep you off the road for our sake.
No. I can drive stick. I know what's going on.
Right. Remember last winter when you were driving to work, it was like 4:30 in the morning and nobody was on the road and you hit a guardrail? That was interesting.
Okay, that happened one time.
But that was, the guardrail came out of nowhere.
It was a curb, and yeah, it blew my tire, but.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
These things happen.
98PXY.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.